Rabbi, so we're back to Perakabona. We spent some time on different dimensions of Melecha Shabbos, and as I told you at the outset, Perakabona is dedicated to two different Melechas: Melechas Binyan and Melechas Ksiva. There's also a Mishnah about what's called Sikresha de lo Nichale, but that's a little bit of a digression. If you take a look, for example, at Daf Kuf Gimel Amin Aleph, you'll see the second Mishnah on the page introduces Meleches Kosev and a minimum shear of two Osios. We had a great deal of discussion about Bain Biamino, Bain Bismolo, and the concept of Kilachar Yad. You may recall that we came to the conclusion that it's very possible that there are two different categories of shinui. You know, sometimes the shinui is very, very profound, and that would apply as a hafkah shem ksav, even with regard to get and sefer Torah. And in other cases, we discuss the possibility that it's a shinui just in the tzuras ha-pa'ula, but in the totsa there's no difference, and it is a ksiva with a ksav that would be kosher in get and in sefer Torah, but it's a ptur in Shabbos because he did it kelachar yad. Today, we want to fast forward to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis and offer the opposite. We're skipping a great deal of Agadah here, and maybe... I have a friend, Teddy Gross. I don't know if anyone knows him. He was a Talmud Muvok of Rav Amital, Zichron Levracha. Rav Amital was the grandfather of his children, Kaviyachol. He was called Saba in the Gross family. Anyway, so Teddy wrote an entire book for children based on this Agadat on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph about the Osios. There's so much depth in the Osios of
the book.
I don't remember anymore. I remember it has a big picture of the Aleph on the front cover. Anyway, now we're going to try to switch things around in the opposite direction, and we're going to suggest, or shall we say investigate, a possibility that you might have a ksav that would qualify as a Melecha Shabbos, but would not qualify as ksav in Kol Torah Kula, neither for get nor sefer Torah. So again, if you follow the whole picture, notice until now we've been discussing the possibility that Shabbos is more restricted, and if you do a shinui in Shabbos, or if you write it in a ksiva shenem miskayemis and all that, that's a special patur in Shabbos which would not apply neither to get nor to sefer Torah. But now we're doing the opposite. Instead of restricting Shabbos and saying that the demands of Shabbos are greater, we're going to loosen our belt and we're going to broaden the scope of Shabbos, and we're going to discuss and analyze cases where in Kol HaTorah Kula it would not qualify as ksiva, but dafka in Shabbos it would qualify as ksiva. Meaning, instead of going lekula in Shabbos as we did until now, because kalacha yad and other such cases of enamis kayemis, we're going to go lechumra in Shabbos. And again, just to remind you of what we've said a million times over, based on the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Samach, meleches machshavos works lechumra. And that's how the Gemara in Bava Kama justifies Melecha Zriya, that when you throw something up and the wind carries it away, you would not be considered the Bala Maisa in Kol Torah Kula, but in Shabbos it's considered Meleches Machshavos. You can utilize the forces of nature. We've discussed Meleches Charisha with regard to Behema. There are many different Tzeda, and so there's many different expressions of the fact that Meleches Machshavos is not a Kula, as it usually is in 9 out of 10 cases, but it could also be a chumrah. Now, if you take a look at the Maror Makomos page that I gave you, we are going to focus on just a short phrase in this very long Mishnah. Every phrase in this Mishnah requires great study, but for today's shiur, we would like to focus on the phrase ksav al gabi ksav potter. Now, the word potter doesn't appear immediately afterwards because it's at the end of this very long enumeration of all different types of Pturim in Meleches Kosev, but the word Potter suddenly goes back on the beginning of that phrase, of that enumerated list, of Ksav al Gabi Ksav. So there was a Ksav, and now he writes over the Ksav. I'm going to use the word, please correct me, because I'm not sure it's the right word, of overwriting. Is there such a word in English? And if not, we'll invent that word. So you're not chayav for overwriting on Shabbos. Ksav al Gabi Ksav. Rashi says, Ksav al Gabi Ksav, hevir hakulmus al osios haksuvim kvar. And you might ask the question, says Rashi, why would a person do that if they're, you know, just to go over the letters? Is he wasting his time, wasting his ink? And Rashi says, lechadshon. Rashi says that it gives it a little bit of extra chidush. It's now sharp, and it's fresh, and it's accentuated, if you will. That's called chidshon in Rashi. So it's not just that he's doing this for the sake of wasting his time. He has a purpose in mind, but nevertheless, since there were already osios there before he started his maisa, and he's just being mavir kulmus al osios haksuvim kfar, therefore the Mishnah says that he's pot.
Would it make a difference how much the chiddush is? Meaning,
yeah,
you can have osios.
That's exactly what we're going to discuss right now. So let's begin, if you value, just to get into it, because again, whenever I start a new sugi, you have to give me a little leeway. Let's open up the Rambam. I know I have it here somewhere. Oh, here it is. And the Rambam is Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ketzar. I want to see that the Rambam addresses your question, Rav Gedalia. Is this always the case that Ksav al Gabi Ksav is pot? And of course, if we're looking in the Rambam, we always look for Chidushim in the Rambam. The answer is no. And the Rambam maintains that there are situations in which you're chayav for Ksav al Gabi Ksav. So let's open up to the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says the following. Hamavir, this is the end of the halacha. Hamavir dio al gabi sikra. So sikra is an ink that has a lighter color. Let's say it's a red color, for example. Dio, by definition, is always black. And he goes over osios ksuvim, the sikra, with a kulmus of dio. Now, before I read the next word in the Rambam, or the next phrase in the Rambam, I would have stopped here and I would say, look, the Mishnah doesn't qualify. It says, Ksav al Gabi Ksav is potter. Who cares if it's black on red? And yet, to our surprise, and the Rambam must have other sources, and that's why we're going to have to see the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says, not only is he chayav, but get this, he's chayav shtayim. If he had two asros, for two different malachos, he's chayav shtayim. Now, of course, if he's amazing, you can't kill him twice. But if he's a shogeg, he'll have to bring two karbonos, two chatos. Because each av malach generates its own chiyuv chatos. Achas mishum kosev, the achas mishum mochek. You know, in the past, we've discussed a lot, if you remember, at Roshem, that there are cases in which you might be chayav for malachas kosev, you might be chayav for malachas roshem. And the Rambam addresses that in the earlier part of this halacha, and that I couldn't say we've exhausted it, but we spent a lot of time. Now we're talking about a different malach entirely. Roshem is at least related to kosev. The Rambam actually passes like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yossi that Roshem is a told of kosev. But now the Rambam introduces mochek, meaning to the extent to which the ksav elyon, the higher the ksav on top that he added now is dio, and it's considered a valid ksav. Not only is it a valid ksav to be machayev him for malachas kosev, but it replaces the original ksav, and that's called malachas mochek. However, says the Rambam, and here he has our mission in mind: hevir dio al gabi dio, sikra al gabi sikra. O sikra al gabi dio, potter. Theoretically, we could divide up the pturim into two categories. The two categories that I want to mention here are, number one, where he equalizes. In other words, the second ksav, the ksav elyon, doesn't add anything to ksav tachton. It was either dio al gabi dio Sikra Agabi Sikra, and then he has another case which is Bechlal Apella, why he would do such a thing, and this comes on the Makalkel, he adds Sikra to Dyo. Maybe he has some sort of purpose. Maybe he needs a red, you know, sometimes we want to highlight something, so we use red ink. You know, the black ink is the same as everything else on the page. But if you highlight something in red, then you might think that that's considered a Melechas Tigun. But in the Rambam's favorite reference, it's not. And he's part. So the only case out of the four cases, Michael, that he's chayav for is what? Dyo al gabi sikra. Says the Magid Mishnah. Let's see if we can find the Magid Mishnah here for 1 second. Yeah. The Perek HaMevi. I'm not even going to read the rest of the Magid Mishnah right now. I'm just going to read the first two words of the Magid Mishnah. The Perek HaMevi. Okay, so I looked in Masechta Shabbos and I didn't find such a parrot. And this is I'm only saying this to dramatize it because it's a pellet. You know, when you think of the Magid Mishnah finding a source for the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, you imagine it's going to be a Masechta Shabbos. If you're learning Mukta, you imagine it might be a Masechta Beitza because Mukta is split into two different Masechtas. But Meleches Ksiva, I would expect to find that in Masechta Shabbos. No? The Rambam says it's not in Masechta Shabbos. It's in what Masechta?
Gittin.
Because Gittin also has to address the laws of Ksiva, albeit not Ksiva on Shabbos. That's going to come in through the back door, but Ksiva of a get. The Torah says, because of law, Sefer Krisis. So what Ksiva will be kosher for a get? So the Gemara records a dialogue between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And that's on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in Masechta Gittin. And the Gemara says the following. By the way, there's a whole discussion here about something called Afatzim. And I looked it up in a modern Hebrew dictionary, so I don't know, maybe you can find something better. It says some sort of extract from nuts that apparently is very helpful to ink, and it's added to ink. If you can look that up, Al Ayin Pei Tzadi. Okay. Boy Minei. I'm sorry. I skipped the main Gemara. Okay. Itmar. Hamavir Dyo al Gabi Sikra B'Shabbos. This is the Rambam's case of Dyo al Gabi Sikra. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amri Travayhu, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kosev, the Achas Mishum Mochek. That's exciting. The Rambam basically codifies the Gemara word for word. But it's just not in Shabbos, it's in Gittin. And it's a strange kind of thing because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are addressing the case of Ksav Agabi Ksav, which was addressed by our Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Yipata. And not only do they say that for this Ksav Agabi Ksav, you're Chayav, but you're even Chayav Shtayim. But then they go on and they say the following, if it's Sikra Agabi Sikra, then Pot. Sikra Agabi Dio. Ami le chayv, yami le potur, and the Rambam says we're going to assume your pot. Boy minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, edim she'ein yodim lachtom. Okay, now we're getting into Gittin, right? Because after all, we're learning now Masechta Gittin. So it's very nice that you told me about Dyo Agabi Sikra as far as Melechus Ksiva on Shabbos is concerned, but tell me something about because of Los Sefer Krisos. Now, this sugya, by way of introduction, and again, I'm going to beg you not to ask me any questions here because we'll get back to this in Mirza Shem Barichus Gedola, but this sugya reflects the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds what's called Eidei Chasima Karsei, which means that when the Torah says v'kosav, the word v'kosav refers to chasima sa'edim. You can basically, again, you'll laugh at me, but this is true. According to Rabbi Meir, you can find a get that was written, and it was thrust into a rubbish bin. and it could be kosher to be matir neshes ish. All you need is two edim signed on that get. So it means the get was written for a different Reuven and a different Leah, and it wasn't written l'shma for this Reuven and this Leah. It doesn't matter. According to a bear, edi chasima kais, when the Torah says v'kosav, and it says la l'shma, that's referring to the chasima. So now Rabbi Shlokish wants to know, according to Rabbi Meir, what about two edim who are called upon to sign on a get and enom yodim lachtom? The real Amaratzim, and apparently this was common back in the day, maybe today it's also common, although the Batei Tidim have their appointed Edim, so probably the Edim are Greiser Talmidei Chachamim, but it was possible. You're out in the desert, it's the Sahara Desert, and you have an urgency to give this get when the husband is willing to give it, and you only have two Edim, and Enom Yodim Lachtom. They don't know how to sign their names.
It's not, you don't have to be an Amaratz. You need to know how to do ksav stam to be able to.
I don't think so. Oh. I think any ksav is good on a get.
I was in South Africa.
Yeah, they were makbid.
I was in Cape Town. The chief rabbi of South Africa came to the kollel in Cape Town and asked, "Who wants to be part of to be an aid for a get?" So I raised my hand.
Right.
He took me. We went. There was the chief rabbi, his gabbai, and myself, and one other person from the two other people from the kollel. So he said, "Okay, you'll be the aid." Then he asked me, "Okay, what's your name?" I said, "Gedalia Moshe." He said, "Ben Yaakov Yitzchak." So that's that. You know how to sign stam? I said, "No." So he said, "You know what? You be the dayan, and I'll be the aid."
Wow.
And that's. But I couldn't sign stam, so he said,
"No." I didn't see that. They were marked on
that. Very marked on that.
Wow.
I had one fast lesson because I had to be a. They showed me how to do it, and I copied it.
Wow. Okay, so boy, minei reish lokish mer of Yochan. Edim sheim yodim lachta mau she yichtevu lahem besikra. And now you just finished telling me that diolagav besikra is considered a ksav. V'yachtemu ksav elyon. V'yachtemu, excuse me. So they'll sign. They just basically sign on top of the letters that were written in sikra. Is ksav elyon ksav? Or eyon ksav? Now, we would have anticipated that Rabbi Yochanan's answer, based on what we know in Shabbos, would be what?
Ksav.
Amalei eno ksav. Amalei. So Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, remember we had a whole chavrus about this. And we came to the conclusion that in the case of Dior Gabi Sikra, it is considered a ksav. Haloli maritonu rabbeinu. Ksav elyon ksav le'inyan Shabbos. Oh. So now, Rabosu, we get to the next line in the Gemara. And everything that we want to say today hinges on how to interpret this next line in the Gemara. It's a very cryptic kind of line that lends itself to at least two interpretations that I know of. And the one who wrote a study on this is the Divrei Yecheskel. I'll mention him later. I have the Sefer here. We've mentioned him in the past, but not in this context. Rashi says the following: Anu omdim usvurim the omdim muumad the omed libenu lahachmir. In other words, according to the way Rashi's learning, Reish Lakish, your question is correct. I don't have any fundamental objection to the analogy between get and Shabbos. Whatever you consider as ksav l'inyan Shabbos, I'll consider it willy-nilly as ksav l'inyan get, and it would be machshir to get. The problem is that when I made my statement about Shabbos, that was only omed libeinu. All I was telling you was that you should be machmir. Again, it's very difficult to understand these words of Rashi in the context of the Gemara.
Well, what does Omed with an Aleph mean?
Omed means we shatzed it up. I don't know how you say that in English. We evaluated it, and we didn't know exactly, you know, how to come to some any definite conclusion, and therefore we had to be machmir. But we're not going to be matir and eshes ish based on this chumrah in Shabbos. So in other words, this Omeg Libeinu has to go lechumer in both directions. So when we apply it in Shabbos, we're going to say that this is awesome. You're not allowed to write the Ksav Elyon with Joe Al Gabi Sikra. But if you want to know how do we treat this in the case of a get, then we have to go lechumer, we have to assume that the get is not kosher. So fundamentally, the question of the final ruling of Rabbi Yochanan is contingent on Dinei Sveikas. We don't know exactly what the status of Ksav Elyon and Dio Agave Sikra is. We have to go Lechumra. And there's no difference here fundamentally between Get and Shabbos, except that in Shabbos when we go Lechumra, it means that we're going to consider it as it were Ksiva. In the case of Dior Gavi Sikra. In the case of Get, we're going to have to consider that it's not a Ksiv, because even in Shabbos we weren't sure about it. And if we go Luchumer and Get, we have to assume that the Get is possible. The problem with this Rashi, that's I'm trying to lead up to the Rambam Shita here, because he's very upset with Rashi, is that the Gemara just finished telling us Chayav Shtayin. Let's go back to the original Gemara. The Gemara says Itmar Hamavir Dio Agabi Sikra B'Shabbos Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish the Amri Shavayu Chayav Shtayim. What does Chayav Shtayim mean? He brings a Chatas. You can't bring a Chatas based on Suffolk. That's called Suffolk Chulin Lazara. So I think that this is what the Magid Mishnah is pointing out over here. Let's go back to the Magid Mishnah, and he says B'Perek HaMevit Ma'Mevit Begitten. And the two paragraph maybes is Itmar Hamavir Dio Al Gabi Sikra B'Shabbos from Yom Kri Shlokus the Amri Shavayu Chayav Shtayim. So therefore, the Rambam has a clear cut source from the Gemara in Gittin. If it would have been Dio Al Gabi Dio or Sikra Al Gabi Sikra Potter, Sikra Al Gabi Dio, some say Yechayv, some say Yepotur, Pasuk Rabbein Kolishna Basra, that is Potur. But in the case of Dio Al Gabi Sikra, he's going to be chayev like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish.
So just
one split second, Michael, I'm right with you. I just want to finish the punchline. Upirish Dio Al Gabi Dio Sikra Al Gabi Sikra Ksav Al Gabi Ksav Hanizka Lamala. In other words, when we mention the Mishnah that says Ksav Al Gabi Ksav Yepatur, and that for sure is not considered Ksiva, that's either Dio Al Gabi Dio or Sikra Al Gabi Sikra. Yeah.
Is the reason that Rashi says that a get is possible because of the second chayav in the Rambam, because of Machok, is considered that it's erasing? Is that why he says?
No, on the contrary. The Rambam's Mechika is based on the fact that the Rambam recognizes the Ksav Elyon as a Ksav, meaning that the Dio Agavi Sikra is considered Ksav.
Why is the get possible?
The get is possible because according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan was baffled. He never really came to any definite conclusion whether or not the Ksav Elyon, the Dio, is valid as a Ksav. And therefore in get, we can't be Machshir this get, because you're going to be Machshir in Eishes Ish when maybe the get is absolutely worthless. In Shabbos, we have to instruct the people of Israel to avoid this kind of Dio Al Gabi Sikra, because it might actually incur a Chiv Chatos, and it might be a Melech Shabbos. But in Get, we have to go Lechumra and Pasul the Get. So again, according to Rashi, the emphasis here in Rabbi Yochanan's response to Reish Lakish is on the words. Just one second. No, I lost the place here. What were the words again? I'm sorry, I lost it here for a second. Oh. Nasa Maisa? Those are the two key words in Rashi. In other words, the word midamim in Rashi comes from the word umdana. Umdana means that we're trying to evaluate. When you don't know whether something belongs here or belongs there, like for example, you know, if we talk about chovel b'chaveiro, we don't know exactly. You know, let's say, for example, he died. You know, you don't know if the cause of death was the blow that he received or wasn't. So you need an umdana. Or, for example, you have someone who's chayv malchus, so you don't know whether he can tie his physical body can tolerate 39 malchus or not. You need an umdan. So an umdan always means that we have to sort of make some sort of a judgment call when we were really confused. So in that case, nasa maisa. Nasa maisa means, according to Rashi, can we matter an ashes ish la hakel. So therefore, le'inyan Shabbos, if you want to be mekil, and you want to tell me that he's allowed to write ksav elyon in the case of Dio, that I can't tell you. But if, let's say, it was bisman beis hamikdash, lo isi somech al dvarai. Whoops, I see you all right. Lo isi somech al dvarai lahavi chulin lazara. Now here he gives you a French word here. I didn't get a chance to look this up. Schutz pasir. Again, it's a kind of an evaluation, like an assessment, that it might be this. Schutz pasir. Everybody knows what schutz pasir is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if I had the time, which I don't want to do now, I'd look up in the back, there's something called hametargen. Does anybody want to do that for me? Yeah, I'll pass this to you. You have a regular Gemara.
Yeah, the newer ones have
only... There should be hametargim in the back, so you can shutz pasir. It sounds like a tiul, but that's not what it means. Okay. So that's what we have over here, Avosai. Oh, now the word medamim, according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, takes on a whole different meaning. Here I'm borrowing from the Divrei Yechezkel. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, what does medamim mean? It doesn't mean to shots up, you know, to see what we could do in a case of suffix, but rather the word medama means to make an analogy. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan's response to Reish Lakish was, medamim? Should we equate the two? Meaning that there's no equation between get and Shabbos. In Shabbos Yechayev, for the Ksav Elyon, for Dio Al Gabi Sikra, and in get it's possible.
Kimidumin.
Okay.
Or Shatzin.
Tashatzin. Tashatzup. It's a Yiddish word. Everybody knows Shatzup, right? No?
Shatzup.
No. Tashatz means to evaluate something. Again, there may be a better word in English for it, but that's, we always translate it Shatzing as. To what?
Yeah.
Right. But how do you say Tashatzup something in English? To. I call it to evaluate, but there's probably a better word in English for that. Okay. Let's see what we're. But according to the Rambam Shita, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying to him? V'chi anu medamim? And then nasa maisa? You're making a dimyon? And you're allowing the Edom to write, sign their names, Dio al Gabi Sikra, because you're chayv and Shabbos for such a thing. That dimyon is not a valid dimyon. Okay, so we're going to try to work very hard to understand why get is regulated by one set of halachas, in which Dio al Gabi Sikra is not considered a ksav, and yet Shabbos is regulated by a different set of regulations, and therefore ksav al Gabi Sikra al Gabi. I'm sorry, Dio al Gabi Sikra is considered ksiv. So that's what we want to get to, but. But first, I want to mention something else over here. If the Rambam says that the Edom cannot sign Dio al Gabi Sikra, the Edom that don't know how to sign, because the Rambam's opinion is that you can't be medama into Ksivan Shabbos, does that mean that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Meir? That Ede Chasima Karsi? Again, the whole sugi revolves around Vikosav. It says in the parish of Get that you have to write a Get. So Rabbi Meir says, what's Vikosav? It's the Edom have to sign. So it would seem, even before we open up the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, that this whole discussion, or at least half of it, I mean, half of it is very relevant because we have the Rambam here in Hilchos Shabbos about Dio al Gabi al Sikra. But the other half of this discussion, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, you want to have them sign Dio al Gabi Sikra, that seems to be irrelevant. It's a theoretical question, and according to Rabbi Meir, it would certainly be relevant, but the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Who does the Rambam paskin like? Rabbi Loza. Where's Rabbi Loza's Shita? Ede Mesira Karsi, which means, as I said before, according to Rabbi Lossi, you can find the get in the rubbish bin. No, I'm sorry. That's Rabbi Meir. I mean, according to Rabbi Lazar, Ede Ksiva, I'm sorry, Ede Ksiva Karsi, right? And that means that what? That what requires Lishma? The Ksiva, the get itself. And that requires the Kasav law. But Chasima, the Gemara says, okay, they made a takana igun, you know, so that a woman would be able to prove that she indeed received a divorce. How would she prove so? Only with the Eidim Mesira. Because what creates the get? The Mesiras I get. So the Eidim saw the Mesiras I get. And the Kosav Lishma is referring to the Ksivas I get. But the Edim Mishum Takana will sign on the get. And the reason for that is because she'll have to use the get to prove in another Bezdin where the Edim Mesira are not available. Or let's say the Edim Mesira died already. So how is she going to prove that she received this get? So for that you have Ede Chasima. But that's only a Tikkun Olam. If that's only a Tikkun Olam, is the Rambam here referring to a Tikkun Olam? That, you know, we have to know whether the Ksav, the Chasima, the Edom is valid in the case of Diyal Gabi Sikr because of the Tikkun Olam of the Get. So that really is not correct. What do I mean it's not correct? It's correct, but we're missing another piece of the puzzle. The Rif came before the Rambam, and the Rambam accepted the Rif. The Rif has a very unique shita in the machlokas between Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Meir. According to the Rif, what Rabbi Lozen was saying was af Ede Mesira Karsari, which means he never denied that Ede Chasim are enough. The get, like any other shtar, is kosher through the Ede Chasima. However, Rabbi Lozen said that there's another method, an alternative to Eidei Chasima. If there are no Eidei Chasima, she would still be Megureshes because Eidei Mesira Kash. So there are two ways of creating Gerishin, according to Rabbi Lozen. That's the Rif Shita. Number one, Eidei Chasima. And number two is Eidei Mesira. Both are Doraisa. We're not talking about a Tikkun Olam. So therefore, if the Rambam Paskins like the Rif, that af Ede Mesira Karsi, which means that Ede Chasima Karsi, even according to Rabbi Lozen, there was never a machlokas between Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Meir about Ede Chasima, then in a situation where we don't have Ede Mesira, we need the Ede Chasima. And that's on a Doraisa level. That's not Mishum Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun Olam was to absolutely require in every get that instead of falling back on the Eidei Mesira, we guarantee that there are Eidei Chasima signed on the get. But even before the Tikkun Olam, Eidei Chasima Karse, even according to the Psak of Rabbi Lozer, because Rabbi Lozer was only adding Eidei Mesira. So now we go back to Reish Lakish's question. Reish Lakish is asking very well, if Eidei Chasima Karse, so everything, the entire Kashus HaGet inheres in the Chasima, what about a chasima which has no ksav to it? There's no ksima because the osios were already written before he signed his name. Shall we say that just like in Shabbos, Dio al Gabi Sikr is considered ksiva, so to get, let the Bezdin write the signature, the name in Sikra, and let the Eidim now fill it in, overwrite as I called it with Dio? And the answer is, says Rabbi Yochanan, no. I'm going like the Rambam now. That's no dimyon. The ain dimyon. Shabbos l'chud and get l'chud. In Shabbos, you could have a ksiva of dio al gabi sikra, and you're chaya for that. In universal terms, in terms of a kosav and kol Torah kula, there you require what? You require the original osios, meaning not ksav al gabi ksav, even in the case of dio al gabi sikra. And Rabosei, to go back to my original point that I started the share with today, here we see a case where Shabbos is l'chumra, where a ksiva which would not constitute and not qualify as a ksav and called tarkula, all of a sudden we're going to be machmir in Shabbos, and it's not just a chumra, it's a doraisa, you have skila and a chatas for this, and it is considered a ksav. And the one who tries to explain the difference between get and Shabbos is the Divrei Yechezkel. This is what the Sefer looks like. I brought it in the past. I don't know if anybody here remembers. His name was Borenstein. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva back in Europe. And he dedicates an entire Siman to Ksiva, and specifically to Ksiva on Shabbos. It goes on and on and on. And the actually in about page 10, which is page Chav Gimel in the book, page 10 of this essay, he swings back to our Rambam, and he has Yerushalmi, he thinks, to support the Rambam. So he says, Zehu das ha-Rambam, b'perek yud alf mehuchas Shabbos halacha tezayin, de mavir dyo al gabi sikra, chay l'chatos. U'le'inyin Shabbos lo mesafka on klal, against Rashi. Rashi says it's all a suffix, and therefore we're going to tell you and instruct you don't write on Dior Gabi Sikra. No, we have no suffix here. We're not telling you besides suffix avoid this. But rather it is a malacha doraisa b'toras vadai. The ikar achiluk hu bein get l'shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan was responding to Reish Lakish by telling there's an ikar achiluk, a fundamental difference between get, where get your vaday chayav, and it is considered a ksav, and, I'm sorry, did I say get? I meant to say Shabbos, sorry. That in Shabbos it's a vaday that is considered a ksav, and you're definitely your chayav, and in get it's not a ksav, and therefore the get is possible. The low kapirish Rashi. Not like Rashi says who, that he's vacillating back and forth, and we're going to go lechumra in Shabbos and lechumra in get. Now, the part of this presentation in the Divrei Yechezkel, which is most relevant to us, is his quote from the Yerushalmi. So I think on the Maror HaKomos page, I hope you have this, if I didn't mess up, I photocopied the Yerushalmi for you. The part of the Divrei Yechezkel that quotes the Yerushalmi. So now there are two Yerushalmis. You see that there's a space in the middle? Did you notice that on the two top paragraphs on page 2? So we're going to look first at the second Yerushalmi, and then Amir Tzashem will go back to the first Yerushalmi. Oh, just 1 second. No, do I want to switch the order? Give me a second. You know what? I think that we should start with another Yerushalmi, actually, which is not here on your page. But of course, I forgot to bring in the Yerushalmi. Would you mind? It should be open on my desk. You know where I desk, my stender, I should call it. But thanks a lot. The Yerushalmi that I want to quote to you is right here in Perek Habona. The other Yerushalmis are scattered throughout Shas. And the Yerushalmi here in Perek Habona has a slightly different recording of the dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish.
You put it in the Maror HaKomos.
I did, okay, so let me just read it to you. It's a two-line Yerushalmi, that's probably why I didn't photocopy it.
You put in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to read it to you from the Yerushalmi, and you'll look at number Vav on the Maror HaKomos page, and you'll follow. It says the following, Eidim she'enom yodim lachtov. Okay, so the Yerushalmi presents not a question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, but a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish omar roshem lifneim bidyo, vein chosmin b'sikra, b'sikra vein chosmin bidyo. Again, this is all based on the, you know, there are two lashonos about sikra al gabi dyo. Do you remember that? If you read on top of black. So Reish Lakish assumes that in both cases, your chayav in Shabbos, whether or not you put the black ink on top of the red or the red on top of the black, and therefore in both cases the Edim could be chosem es aged and be machshir with the ksav elyon. The ksav elyon could either be sikra al gabi dio, or dio al gabi sikra. Let me just read it one more time. Roshim lefneim dio b'mechos b'sikra, that's sikra al gabi dio, or b'sikra being roshim b'neim b'sikra v'heim chos b'dio. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan calls Reish Lakish to task, and he says to him, "Mipnei she'anu asukim b'hilchas Shabbos, anu matirim eishes ish." Now the Lashon Yushalmi is a lot clearer than the Bavli in this case, meaning from the Rambam's perspective, that the final maskana is that you cannot compare get to Shabbos. In the Bavli, we had this very strange phrase, midamim. You know, we didn't know exactly what midamim means. Rashi took one interpretation with the French and the shatzing up and all that, and the Rambam had a different interpretation, that the whole Divyan is off base. So it was very unclear in the Bavli exactly what Rabbi Yochanan's final, you know, the bottom line of Rabbi Yochanan was, because Rashi had it one way and the Rambam had it another way. But in the Yerushalmi, I think it's quite clear what Rabbi Yochanan was telling Reish Lakish. He was saying that, you know, we're learning Hilchus Shabbos, and now you're telling me something about get to be Matir and Eishes Ish? And here for sure the Rambam would say that Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan was pointing out that there's no equation between the two. All right, so you look that over and see if you agree with me that the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which is right here, you know, Afinart, when I was sugya in Abona, seems to be much more indicative of the Rambam. Okay. Right. Again, Rashi's going to have to say that the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi, and therefore Rashi says, I follow the Bavli. But I'm just pointing out that since there are two interpretations of the Bavli, if you have a Yerushalmi, that gives you an extra weight towards one particular interpretation of the Bavli. So it's not like, you know, Rashi could say what he says, but the Rambam would say that I'm telling you pshat in the Bavli, and I'll prove it to you from the Yerushalmi. That's the way I'm suggesting. Okay. Now, in Gittin, on the Pasuk of the Kasav law, the Yerushalmi offers three different derivations from the word Vekasav. And they're all Mi'utah. And that we're going to see in the second paragraph that you have here. But in the first paragraph, he tells you something amazing from the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi tells us a ganze story here. So we have the original in the Aramaic, and he has the translation into Hebrew, because it would be hard for us to go through the Aramaic here. It's a little bit challenging. And he says the following. One of the three drushes that we're going to get to in the Yerushalmi on the word v'kosav is v'lo ha-shofech, to exclude a case of ha-shofech. What is hashofek? Literally means to pour. What's he pouring? So the Yerushalmi tells us a story in order to illustrate what hashofek is all about. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Bo, Ilin b'nei madimcha arumim. Arumim means they're very clever. And what they wanted to do was, they wanted to send a secret message. Meaning that if anyone opened up this klaf, or whatever they use, this paper, they would not be able to decipher the message. So what did they do? Sagin kad chad minhu boy shalcha mili mastrikun. Mastrikun means some sort of secret message. Lechavri, to his friend. So he had an urgent need to send a message to his friend. Maybe he put it into a bottle and he sent it with a bird. I don't know what he did, but anyway, he sent it to his friend with a shliach. And he was afraid that somebody would open it up and read it. So Kosav, he wrote the message, B'mei Milin. Now, Mei Milin is the substance that you add to what's called afotzim. Afotzim is an extract from nuts or something, some sort of nutmeg, which gives a very harsh.
It's not enough. It's like a parasite that grows.
Oh, a nut gall?
Or leaves.
Ah, so I didn't understand what a nut. I read in the dictionary nutgall. So nutgall is a creature.
It's a bacteria.
Ah, and from this creature, apparently, you get something that gives the ink its darkness.
Right.
So what this guy did, who was sending a message, is that he used all the ingredients minus the afots, and therefore it was an invisible kind of an ink. And he sent it to his friend. This was a michtav mistarim, you know, a secret message. And then kibel mineh, he accepted, he received this message, and then he was shofeich. Yeah. He was shofeich dio. He poured some sort of a dio. What was that dio? That was the afitzim. So when he pours the afitzim on the mei milim, all of a sudden, what does he see in front of him? He sees the ksav. I'm sure that there are modern technological ways of doing this, but that's what happened back in the Yerushalmi. Oh, so in the Hebrew he says, let us just quickly read the Hebrew translation. He says, kasav echel chaver michtav starim. Some sort of secret message. I cause him to milin lelo afotzim. And what does he gain by writing this without afotzim? She'ein nikar mal gabei klaf. You can look at the klaf and you think it's an empty klaf. And magically, hamakabel would shofech afotzim al mei milin. He poured the afotzim into the mei milin. So that was the only element, the ingredient that was lacking. Vayidezar yaksav misgal. And the Yerushalmi derives from the word vikasav, veloa shofech, that this very case is not considered ksiva, and therefore the get is posel. Then Yerushalmi goes on, again apparently a different gersos, and questions what would be the din on Shabbos. So I sent you this secret message on Shabbos, you poured the afotzim, and now the ksav was misgal. On the one hand, you didn't write the osios. You're just adding the afatzim. But on the other hand, you're the one who made it into a legible ksav. So the Divrei Yecheskel says that the final maskana. So the Shami asks this question, and the Divrei Yecheskel, and apparently there are other Nosei Kelim who also interpret that the final maskana of the Gemara is that on Shabbos Yechayev. So again, Rabbosai, whose shita do we see over here?
The
Rambam Shita, once again, against Rashi. Rashi says that there was never a question about the analogy between Shabbos and Get. The only issue is, which way do we go in case of Sofek? Whereas the Rambam understood that there's no Dimyon at all. And that seems to be indicated by the Yerushalmi. How can you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, and now you're going to tell me about Eishes Ish? You're going to tell me how to Get? Ein l'hashvos, says the Rambam. And this Yerushalmi came to the conclusion that Ein l'hashvos, that Shofech is not considered a Maisa Ksiva, and yet, even though as far as Get is concerned, it's excluded from the Kasav, but in the case of Shabbos, where we only have Meleches Machsheves, meaning we have 39 Melechus, we don't have, the Torah never says for Kasav in Shabbos, so you don't need Ksiva. So therefore, what do you need? You just need that you're responsible somehow for the ksav.
The totsah,
we'll call it. And therefore the shofech is chayef. And that's where the Divrei Yecheskel comes to the conclusion that based on the unique halacha of Meleches Machsheves, that principle as it works in ksiva, the Shabbos chayef. In the case of Get, it would be posel. In the case of Sefer Torah, it would be posel. That's really interesting, because I think what we're saying here, Rabosai, is that Mimonafshach is no ksiva. No, the first ksiva was just made milin without afotzim. That's not going to last too long. That's not a ksiva. And the second ksiva is not called ksiva because there already was osios. There already were osios. You didn't create osios. But on Shabbos, you're not chayef for creating osios. You're chayef for the Meleches Machsheves of making a totsah, as you say, making a final product. You produce the final product with this ksav. So if we have a ksav, then you're chayef.
So the same thing could be with chak tochos.
Oh, so we're going to get to chak tochos in just a minute. I just want to swing back to our discussion about sikra for a minute. So it could be that just like in the case of shofech, we said that the Yerushalmi postulates a fundamental distinction between ksiva and kol haTorah kulo, which means in Get and in Sefer Torah on the one hand, and ksiva melechah Shabbos on the other hand. So whereas in Shabbos it does constitute a ksiva and your chayev, whereas in Kol Torkul it's not a ksiva because you didn't create osios, we now can swing back to the original sugya in Masech the Gittin Daf Yutes and Reish Lok, and Rabbi Yochanan according to the Rambam is making a fundamental distinction in the case of Dio Agabi Sikri Yechayev on Shabbos, but yet the Eidim could not possibly sign Dio Agabi Sikri because the Eidim are not doing what, Rabbi Osai? Who's writing the Osios? Bezdin is writing the Osios. Jeff, are you with me? You look perplexed here. I mean, that's, again, we're talking about, the Eidim have no clue how to write their name. Right. So they can't, they're not capable of writing osios. So what do? You bring them into Bezdin, and Bezdin writes the osios. Unless Bezdin switches places with the Eidim, but I'm saying just that Bezdin writes the osios, right? And now the Eidim just basically trace or overwrite the osios. So in the Yerushalmi's frame of reference, that's not for Kosav. That's like Shofech. Mm-hmm. What's Shofech? Shofech means that, you know, the Shofech is not responsible for creating the osios. Here also, in Dior Agavi Sikra, he's not responsible for creating the osios. Because the osios were written by Bezdin.
Not quite the same.
One second, Michael. Did I finish what I wanted to say? And therefore, what? So the Rambam would say that in just one more sentence, and then the floor is yours. But in Shabbos, Yechayev. Why Yechayev in Shabbos? Because as a result of your dio, now there's a brand new ksav. In other words, again, you're responsible for creating a ksav. The ksav is now. I think I anticipate what Michael's going to say, but let me just say it and then you'll slug me up. But I think what the Rambam is saying now, according to Divrei Yechezkel, is that in the Ksav Elyon case, it's like Shofech, where you chayv on Shabbos, because these letters, although they pre-existed, but now you're giving it a different
definition.
Yeah, a different definition. It's now profound. It's now long lasting. It's now a ksiva shel kayoma, whatever it might be. It's a black ink on red ink, and you're responsible for the final ksav. Now, there's the final ksav, which is now a ksav of dio. We can attribute that to you again. To say you did a maisa ksiva, that I can't do. I can't claim you did a maisa ksiva because the osios were already there. So I can't. Ksiva means creating osios. But what I can claim is that now the new appearance of the osios in a way that's much more profound and long lasting than the original one, like in the case of Afatim, is considered a ksiva from the definition of Shabbos. A meleches ksiva. So again, in Kol HaTorah, what we need, says the Divrei Yechezkel, we need a maisa ksiva. A maisa ksiva he defines as creating osios. But in Shabbos, we need not a maisa ksiva, but a meleches ksiva, meleches machsheves osra Torah. It means you achieve the goal of adding something profound, something significant to the ksav. Now again, in the case of... go ahead, Michael.
No, I was just going to say that in the case of the Beis Din, those osios are there for everyone to see. They're bala olam. In the case of writing invisible ink, it's not right. It's not nothing.
So wait, are you asking about Gittin or about Shabbos? Let's go through both.
I don't know.
All right, so let's go step by step. In Gittin, I have a clear answer to your question. In the case where Bezdin wrote osios, anyone could read those osios,
yeah.
Albeit in red ink, but in red ink is fine.
Yeah.
Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and he notifies Reish Lakish that that's not considered ksiva. Why? Because when you add the dio to the sikra, you haven't created osios. How much more so with a kal v'chomer in the case where... No. Just one second. No. Well, one second. That's the question. In the which way do we want to go? Oh, so let's go the other way around. Let's start with the case of the Shofech. So Rabbi Yochanan says the following: Shofech, you have an osios which you didn't create, but they cannot be seen. They're invisible letters. And yet, that's not considered ksiva. Why? Because you didn't create those osios. Even though now you can see the osios. Before you couldn't see them. They were secret. But we need creating the osios. The shape of the osios. You didn't create the shape of the osios. You're just overriding. Says Rav Yochanan, I'm going to go even a step further. I'm going to tell Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish may very well know the drasha of a kasav lebeute shofech, but I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to say even diogami sikra, for the same reason, since you didn't create the osios, it's not considered ksiv. Now let's go over to Shabbos. Well, the Rambam Shita in Shabbos is the following: that in both cases of Shofech and Diogami Sikri Yachayev, you didn't create Osios, but the answer is that in Shabbos I don't need Ksiva. What I need is a Meleches Ksiva. What's a Meleches Ksiva? I need some sort of a tikkun, a significant change here, in which now we have something that the Osios are significantly, how should I say, very profound. So Bishleim, I understand the Rambam very well in the case of Shofech. The Yerushalmi says you be chayav in Shabbos for that. The Rambam goes a step further and he says that even Shachar, even Diyah Gabi Sikra is enough of a tikkun, of a profound change in the letters, that you're considered as if you created the letters. Not through Ksiva, but it constitutes a malechus. Now we're ready for Chok Tov.
If it's a change in the letters, then it's not a chesimah. It shouldn't be valid.
Well, you're right. In Gedor and Sefer Torah would not be valid, but the Rambam's chiddush is, and it's based on Rabbi Yochanan in the Bavli at this point, that in Shabbos I don't need ksiva. I need something that's much more inclusive and not limited to ksiva. What I need is to say a malach that now take a look at the cloth and you see something that you didn't see before, or it serves a function that it couldn't serve before. I'll give you an example. A Sefer Torah and tefillin for that man has to be written b'diyah. Now we're not talking about ksav agav ksav, but you see that dio has a special significance in the Torah, and now he took a ksav which was besikra and he made it into a dio. He really improved it, but ksiva he didn't do. Why? Because ksiva requires creating osios. I'll read to you the language of the Divrei Yecheskel. He says, "Kavonas haYishalmi lechalik bein Shabbos leSefer Torah v'get." That the Yishalmi wants to distinguish between Sefer Torah and get. And he says the following. He says, "Dio agabi sikra eina maisa ksiva mishum sheksiva hi chidush os v'lech." So in the case of Dior Gabi Sikra, there's no Chidush Os, and therefore it's not considered a Kosav as far as Get is concerned. Oh. But Afal Pichen, Kevon Shenosar Kan, Ksav, Al Yidei Maisa, in other words, he created a Ksav, again, because the Divrei Yecheskel assumes that when you add Dio over to on top of Sikra, you create another Ksav. You didn't create Osios, but you created another Ksav. So even though that's not Vikosav, because Vikosav means creating Osios, you're Chayev on Shabbos. And Dio Agabi Sikra beget be'inan maise ksiva vo b'shabbos achiyuv al meleches Shabbos, Meleches Ksiva, and if there's a Ksav here through Meleches Ksiva, is he going to be Chayv? So both the case of Shofech and the case of Dio Agabi Sikra, you created a Ksav, and even though you didn't create Osios, that's the paradox. It's a very thin distinction here. It's a subtle distinction. You know, I would have said, well, if you created a ksav, then there was a ksiva. Or I would have said, if there's a ksiva, then you created a ksav. He's saying tzvei dinim. No, they're two different dinim.
One is letters, one is writing.
Right. One is giving me a ksav, and the other is writing letters. The writing can only be considered writing if you created letters. But if you created a ksav, and this we want to see now in the sugya of Chok Tochos, that's enough to be considered a meleches ksiv. So,
could you remember that that's why in the Mishnah Ayin Gimel and Klal Gadol, it defines the av melacha as kotej shtei otiyot, meaning it could have just said a kotej, because it says that about everything else. You know,
why do you add the shir?
Why? It's not only the shir. I think here the emphasis may be on the osios, meaning they wanted to bring that in because it's not just the concept of kosev; it's the kosev of osios.
It sounds good. Alan, you want to join us? Or?
Yeah, but for 10 minutes I can stand.
Oh, I see. No, maybe he has to stand. I don't know. We don't know what he was doing the last hour, so maybe he has to stand.
If I had 10 seconds sooner, I would have caught the bus before this. I'd been here 20 minutes earlier.
All right. That's the Rav used to say. The Rav has a whole drush about a mashu. You know, sometimes you miss something by a second, and then everything changes. Okay.
Well, the Rishis was not a mashu. He saw me, and he wouldn't stop.
Okay, fine. Now, it's very interesting that the Yerushalmi actually has three different drushas from the word v'kasav. That's the second paragraph that I photocopied for you. And the first one is v'kasav v'lo chokek. And that's the one that we want to focus our attention on now, called chok tochos. And then it says v'kasav v'lo amatif. Matif means that the ink was already on the parchment, but he just removes part of the ink in order to get a letter. And that also is like Chok Tochos, where he digs the ground down so that the letters will protrude, and that's not considered Ksav. And then the third drush is because of a low Hashofech. Now the Yerushalmi finishes up with a Sofek. What about Shabbos? So Divrei Yecheskel assumed originally that maybe the Sofek in the Gemara was only on Shofech, because in the Seder HaDvarim that was the third drasha. But at the end of the day, we could assume, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam has this fundamental distinction between Shabbos and Ksiva Kol Tarkula, that even the first two Sfekos in the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry, the first two drushos in the Yerushalmi, or miutim in the Yerushalmi, are referring specifically to ksiva in universal terms, i.e., in terms of get and sefer Torah. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, you're chayav. So it means that according to the Rambam, you'd be chayav for any time you were responsible for creating an os. Now, how are you responsible for creating the os? Did you actually create the os? No. In Chok Tochos, you didn't create the os. The os was there, Mamela. You just removed the outer parts. In the case of Matif, what did you do? You took an ink, a blotch of ink, and you removed the ink here, there, and elsewhere until what was left is an os. And in the case of Shofech, you already had the osios on the klav. You just added them on the me'afatzim. And in all three cases, there's a drush of a kasav which defines the ma'isek siva. Says the Divrei Yecheskel that ma'isek siva is the requirement to call it Torah Kula, where it says v'kasav, whether it be sefer Torah, whether it be right uksavtem and sefer Torah v'kasav lo sefer krisus and get. But in the case of Malacha Shabbos, where there's no requirement of a kasav, all we need is a siva through which you have created a ksav. And if you created a ksav in this way or that way, with a ksiva, without a ksiva, the ksav itself is what generates the chiyuv for Maleches Shabbos. So now we want to study the sugi of Chok Tochos. So we're back on Daf Kuf Gimel, I'm sorry, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. And we're looking at four lines before the end of the Daf. Tana, we have a brisa, Higia Os Achas Chayev. So Gemara says, how is that possible? The Mishnah says you have to write two osios. On Rav Sheshes Hachemai Askini Kugon Shenitolo LeGago Shel Ches V'Yaso Shnei Zeinim. So he removed the gag of a ches and he makes two zeinim, and he's chayav for that because now he has fixed the os, but he's created two osios, and he's chayav for that. And now the question is, can I derive from this halacha a conclusion about get? What happens in a get if he would do the same thing? And this is going to be a debate between the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran is on the Rif on page 74, which is the equivalent of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Tira Masel Garcinon. And he writes the following: Kosev b'chidushi Rashba. May Hosham Inon to bechai gavna lo mikri chok tochos. Chok tochos is not a valid ksiva, as we saw in v'kasav lemuuti chok tochos, as far as get is concerned. But this case, where he erases the gag of the ches and makes two zeinin, that's not considered chok tochos. Because otherwise, says the Rashba, how could it be chayev in Shabbos if it would not qualify as a ksiva? And we know that Chok Tochos does not qualify as a ksiva. So let's understand what goes on over here. Just one second, did I finish reading it? So what is the difference between Chok Tochos and our case of Gagol Shel Ches? Says the Rashba, very few words, he's very abridged, and he writes the following. He says, She'eno elake mafrid bein shnei osios dvukos. Wow. This is really wild. The Rashba says the following, that there are two cases and they shouldn't be equated. One case is where you don't have any osios on the page. In other words, there's nothing legible. And what you do is you remove something, and by removing something from the parchment, namely by erasing part of the ink blot, if I can call it that, you create an os. That's not called ksiva, that's chok tochos. Or, for example, if you depress the ground around in such a way that now what protrudes is a letter, you haven't created the os. However, here, says the Rashba, he already has two osios. But when he connects the two osios with a gag, then he removes those two osios. And if he removes the gag, then he's recreating the original two osios. The two zainim. So in other words, since he created the two Zainim, or alternatively somebody created the two Zainim, I don't know if it has to be him according to the Rashba, I don't want to accuse the Rashba of that, then when you remove the Gag, that's considered a Ksiva on the two Zainim. This is the radical Chiddush of the Rashba. I, there's something called Chok Tochos, where the osios were created memela automatically, and he just removed some. That's because there was never a ksiva on osios. It was only an ink blot, or there was only a flat piece of ground. So now you're creating osios, but not by creating the os. You're not doing a pu'ula mice in the gufa os, but rather in something else, and memela you have the os. That's called Chok Tochos, that's not vikasa. But when there was a writing of two osios, and just that writing is now blurred, and the two osios now form one os, if you remove that bridge that creates one os out of two osios, then you are recreating the two osios. And recreating the two osios is considered ksav.
Does it matter whether you wrote the ches as two zines with the roof, or the roof first and then you attach the zines? Maybe the word two zines.
I guess it doesn't matter which sequence. I think you once asked me this question. Did you? Yeah, if I remember. Well, yeah, that's good. That's good. No, I don't think the sequence matters. The only point is that at some point there is a maisa of ksiva on the Zion. Do you follow what I mean?
It would matter.
No, again, it might matter, but again, all I'm saying, Michael, is just to get I'm trying to convince myself that I understand this Rashi, because the Ran says he doesn't understand the Rashi. And I also am having trouble with the Rashi. But I think what the Rashi is saying is that there was an act of ksiva on the Zion. Do you follow? Let's say, you know, this is the shape of the Zion. That shape had a ksiva on it. Chok Tochos means that the shape of the letter never had a ksiva on it. Why? Because either you depressed the ground around, but you never had a ksiva on the shape of the letter, or alternatively, you had an ink blot, and then you removed part of the ink blot. So there was never a ksiva of an os. The Rashba wants to say that here, in the case of Gagol Shel Ches, there was a ksiva on the os. Now Yechiel and Michael, you're claiming that since the Gag came first, there never was really a ksiva on the os. But at least on the physical shape of the os, there was a ksiva.
What if the ksiva was